as the word of God is ministered here this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. May it go in through their ears and get down into their spirits, changing their lives forever. And Father, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Father, for this honor of ministering your word. And I, too, give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I unashamedly say, I can do nothing without you. So I thank you for your leadership, for your guidance, and for your abilities working through me. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, we are going back once again to the book of Jude. That's where we've been for a little while. Hallelujah. So we're going again. And I'm not going to read tonight, this evening rather, beginning at verse 1, but I am going to begin reading at verse 11, because that's where we've been for a while. And this is talking about those that, well, before I read, this chapter is talking about those that creep in to the family. And attempt to pervert the family. I'm talking about the children of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul tells us that we are not ignorant, or we shouldn't be, of Satan's devices. Now, the Word of God tells us some things that's such a blessing. One of the things it tells us is that Jesus defeated him. Amen. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth and everywhere. The Word of God tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Word of God tells us that greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So you have to understand that if you are stronger than your enemy, and we are through Christ Jesus, not within ourselves, but through Christ Jesus, amen? Then you have to understand then that the enemy will look for other tactics and other ways to bring you down and to defeat you. And it's through deception and causing you to believe something that is not true and accepting something that is not true. And so sometimes you have those that, and we see this here in the book of Jude, we see it in 2 Peter chapter 2, and they're closely related, how that secret agents, so to speak, will creep in to the body of Christ to deceive the body of Christ. And so we have to be on, as they say, on our P's and Q's. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. So verse 11 says, and this is talking about Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Verse 11 says, woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. Now, we go on down to verse 12, it says, these are spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the root. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this got my attention. Give me this 12th verse in the New Living Translation. It's in several different translations, but we'll use the New Living. It says, when these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, that includes communion, Holy Communion, and just times of fellowship, okay? Commemorating the Lord's love, they are like dangerous reefs, spots, dangerous reefs. Now, well, I'll get back to that, but let me say this first. Anybody that's know anything about ships and water, know that one of the most dangerous thing to the ship is a reef, which is can be composed of rocks and coral and a number of different things. But a reef can be just below the water. In other words, you can't see it with your natural eye. But if you sail over it, it can do great damage to the bottom of the ship and could cause it to sink. Say it this way. It could cause shipwreck. But notice that it's usually below the surface of the water. And so Jude was saying these folks are just like reefs, dangerous reefs. Naturally, it's hard to know where they're coming from. Hard to tell naturally if they're phony or if they're for real. In other words, if they're real sheep or if they're wolves in sheep's clothing. So, he here is warning the church about such people. So let me finish reading. I'll read it again here. And this is New Living Translation. When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you. They are like shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. They are like trees in autumn that are doubly dead, and they bear no fruit and have been pulled up by the root. Amen. Twice dead. But I want you to take note of something. Well, let's go to the Word. 1 Timothy, the first chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now, this is talking to the body of Christ, but especially ministers. Now, hear me what I'm saying. This is for all of us. Somebody say amen. But it is especially true for those who speak into the lives of other people. Now, you have to understand here that the Apostle Paul is talking to Timothy, Pastor Timothy, I call him sometime. And listen to what he says to him. Verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may do what? Wage the good warfare. Verse 19, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have done what? They suffered shipwreck. They ran over a reef. Verse 20, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Wow. That's pretty rough, isn't it? Hear something. Your faith, and I'm talking to believers here, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious thing that you have. Now, we know we have Jesus on the inside of us, right? Yes. You've heard me say this many, many times, that the enemy is after your faith. All right, let's look at another reference. Let's flip over to 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. And again, I pick this one up at verse 15. And again, the Apostle Paul is writing again to Timothy. He said, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God. Present yourself approved to God. Now, I want to give me this 15th verse in the regular King James. The regular King James. Hallelujah. It says, this is what he told Timothy. Study. You see that? Everybody say study.
Study.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, doing what? Say that again. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, now that tells us right away, if the word of God have to be rightly divided, or if we're instructed to rightly divide it, then it can be wrongly divided. But if we're going to rightly divide it, then we must study it. We must study it. We must know it. You're still here. All right, praise God. Now I'm back in my New King James Version now. Look at verse 16. Now listen, he told him to study. Be diligent, present yourself approved to God. And that's how it happens, by study. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. See, when you study, you place yourself in a position to recognize that, hey, this is not right. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. See, we want that that's going to increase us into godliness, not cause us to be more ungodly. If you're studying something and it's causing you, if it's pulling you away from God, you need to recheck yourself. Because we've been told to draw near to God. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to us. And listen to verse 17. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth. Now let me stop right there for a moment. If these two guys strayed, then that tells me at one time they knew the truth. You've heard of sheep straying away from the sheepfold, right? Yeah, which means they were in the sheepfold, but for some reason they strayed away. So these two guys, something happened, they heard something that caused them to stray away. Verse 18, again, listen to this. Who have strayed concerning the truth. See, there's the truth and there's lies. Saying, listen to this, that the resurrection is already past. You know, we got stuff out there right now. Folks are saying, well, you know, this is the way we were taught, but I want to tell you, I could get going here. But let's go back to 18, because I want to get through this. Who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. And what happened? Read it real loud. Say again. And they overthrow the faith of some. Thank God, not all. And they overthrow the faith of some. See, those of us, all of God's people, God wants all of his people grounded in his word. Amen? Amen. I say God wants all of his people grounded in his word. But I want you to know, listen to me, as the pastor of this church, I want you grounded in the Word of God. And don't stray off out there and following something that sounds good, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Or they take the Word of God and twist it, trying to make it say what they want it to say, so they can suck you in. Now, this is the day we're living in. This is the day we're living in. Hallelujah. So let me read 18 again. Who having strayed concerning the faith, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, oh, I love this. And nevertheless, this is verse 19, the solid foundation of God stands. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. I say the Lord knows those who are his. Now you have to speak for yourself, but I say that's me. I'm included in that number. Now, that's not all it says in verse 19. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who named the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity. Listen, as we mature in Christ, now we know young Christians, new believers, they've got to learn, you know, you've got to feed them with milk, right? And you have to burp them, so to speak, figuratively speaking. You have to burp them. You have to help them. Amen. And again, figuratively speaking, you have to change some diapers. Everybody say, figuratively speaking. What I'm saying is they need more care. And they are going to make mistakes, right? But here's the thing. Those of us that's been born again a while shouldn't be making the same mistakes that a new believer makes. Something's wrong if a woman or a man been saved 10, 15, 20 years and they still living like they did the first day they got saved. The Word of God is calling us to depart from iniquity. And not make excuses for how we want to live. Well, you know, that's the way I am. That's the way I grew up. Don't take the attitude, that's me, deal with it. Wrong attitude. You know, Brother Tony been sharing with us, and I believe it, that the glory of the Lord going to show up big time in this place, and not just in this place, but in the body of Christ. All those who are hungry after him. What do you do when you get hungry? Naturally speaking, you do what? You eat. But what do you do if you're not hungry? You don't eat. Get hungry. God's going to feed us. But he's looking for some hungry folk. I said he's looking for some hungry folks. Folks that's hungering for the things of God. Hungering for more of God. Yeah, we got to understand that the hour is late. And my question to any believer, when are you going to get hungry for God? If you're not already. Jesus said we must work while it's day, because when the night comes, no man can work. I don't know who wrote this song, but there's a hymn they used to sing, and they might still do, I don't know. In the church I grew up in, and in many of the churches that we visited, and some of you are my age and close to my age, so you would remember it too. There's a hymn that they used to sing, "It's getting late in the evening, and the sun's going down." Anybody remember that hymn? Raise your hand. Raise it high, testify. All righty. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. That's been years and years ago. If it was late then, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go back to the book of Jude. Well, before I read Jude, I want to say this. Brothers and sisters, and you, excuse me, you've heard me say it before on a number of occasions. We must be able to discern between good and evil. And that's really what I've been saying the whole time. But I want to show it to you from the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Give me that one in the New Living Translation. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. It says, solid food is for those who are mature. Who through what? Stop right there. Who through training, studying, hearing the word, receiving the word, solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to do what? Recognize the difference between right and wrong. Now, some folks say, well, preacher, You don't need to preach about stuff like that, right and wrong, right and wrong. Well, you know, folks will feel condemned and they'll leave the church or whatever. Well, I'm committed to preaching the whole counsel of God. I'm a faith man because the Word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. I believe in the healing power of God for physical healing. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. I believe the Word of God. I believe that He wants me to prosper materially and financially. For my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Isn't that the Word of God? The Word of God tells us to love one another, to walk in love with one another. The Word of God tells us to pray for those who despitefully use us. Isn't that the Word of God? And the same Word of God tells us to live right. Let's don't pick and choose what we want. Let's receive it all that we may please God, our Father. Are you still out there? All right, now the Amplified Version, same verse, Hebrews 5:14. I just want to read that one to you as well. But solid food. I want the solid food of the Word of God. But solid food. is for full grown men, and that's women too, for those whose senses and mental faculties are trained by what? Practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil and contrary, either to divine or human law. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You know, I was sharing with the praise team the other evening. The late Andre Crouch, wrote a song called Let the Church Say Amen. And I think I've heard him sing it, but I think like Marvin Winans really sings it, does a fantastic job. But we need to say amen to the truth. We need to say amen to the truth of the Word of God. Even when it steps on our toes, say amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. For the Word of God is spoken. Am I saying that right, Lisa? For God has spoken. There you go. For God has spoken. And let the church say amen. Hallelujah. I like that song. Because when God has spoken through His Word, or even through a prophetic word that's from Him, we need to say amen to it. Whatever God says, we need to say amen to it. That Lord, I'm in agreement with that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, I don't think I finished, did I? Yeah, I finished. I finished. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 5. All right. Glory to God. Now, I'm getting ready to close here in just a few minutes. Understand something. There are people trying to pervert the Bible. Matter of fact, I say this much, you know, you want to be very, very careful about different translations. Okay? Can I say something else while I'm on that subject? I thank God for technology. I have an iPhone, I have a tablet, and I use both of them every day. It's convenient, saved me time in my studying and so forth. And I'm speaking in reference now to the Word of God. I'm glad to have the Word of God on my Bible, on my iPad, and on my phone. Praise God for that. And that's good, easier to carry, you know what I'm saying? But I want to say this to you. Wisdom. Always keep yourself a hard copy. Always keep a hard copy. Thank God for the technology. But if the technology mess up, you got a hard copy. Or if they try to stick something in that's not right, you got a hard copy. This has been a few years back, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, or four. Kathy and I went to a store, Bible bookstore, and they had hard copies on sale, real cheap. So I just bought me several, you know, hard copies of the Bible. I just got them. Amen. It worked very well for me before I ever got a cell phone or a tablet. Amen. I got my notes here that I printed from my computer. Some folk preach from their iPads or their tablets, I should say, and there's not a thing wrong with that. That's good. Thank God for the technology. But always have you some pencils or pens and paper too, just in case. My early sermons was all written out, handwritten. Praise God. So, just understand that the truth is under attack. The truth is under attack, and we have to be. We have to know that. Amen. There's some more here I could say, but I think I'm going to stop right here. I hadn't been in a hurry to finish Jude. I just want to take my time and just share the Word of God with you. Is that all right? Amen. But I think I'm going to stop right here. And we'll jump back in at a later time, should the Lord tarry. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that will never, ever return to you void. May we continue to study your word. May we continue to be trained in the ways of righteousness.